without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
WTax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the WTax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today here, this Hump Day Wednesday, March 18th, 2026 edition. Google and DTE are going to head to the Michigan Public Service Commission to get approval for a 1 gigawatt data center project for Van Buren Township in Wayne County. Google, with the help of DTE Energy, are going to be working together to get the Michigan Public Service Commission to approve it after local zoning municipality in Van Buren Township denied the permit. Well, Attorney General Dana Nessel said Google informed her directly that the company would not look for an ex parte contract to get power to the proposed site as quickly as possible. You may have heard, or I reported on this show a week or so ago, President Trump and Congress working together. I'm not sure if it was a bill that passed in the House and the Senate, if it was an executive order. But basically, Donald Trump met with tech giants in the Oval Office. Many of them, companies that build data centers, as well as other artificial intelligence type of projects, agreed to generate their own electricity on site to protect ratepayers. So local ratepayers, people who get their electricity from DTE, for example, in this case, would not see their rates go up because of the drainage of the power required by these huge data centers. Well, Dana Nessel said there is much yet to learn about how much of our resources Google expects to take here in Michigan in order to power and cool their massive data center operation. In my office, we'll thoroughly scrutinize this proposal using every tool available to us, Nessel said. Nessel went on to say she would do everything that she could to make sure the ratepayers wouldn't have their electrical costs jacked up to pay for this expected electricity increase in demand. Well, in a press release from Google, the company said there would be a $10 million energy impact fund raised to scale and accelerate energy affordability initiatives for Michiganders, which would include home weatherization, household efficiency innovations, and energy workforce development projects. The release stated that there would be 2.7 gigawatts of power added to the grid with solar panels, battery storage, and, quote, demand flexibility. Also, in a separate press release stating that they would be putting power back into the grid when the data center was not running at full capacity. DTE, in their statement, said there would be 450 megawatts of energy storage, as well as the addition of 1,600 megawatts of renewable energy, and said Google would reduce its power during peak events, such as extreme heat days. Summertime, we get the 90, 95 degree weather in July and August. Well, they're going to agree to reduce their power during those days. Google and DTE are prepared to file energy contracts with the Michigan Public Service Commission. It was expected to include provisions to make sure Google paid the full cost of any electricity they use. DTE CEO Joy Harris said Michigan is well positioned to be a national model for how to realize the economic benefits of data center technology in our communities in a responsible way. DTE went on to say that the process to go through the approval through the Michigan Public Service Commission was expected to be 180 days. DTE CEO Harris again said, "Our agreement with Google supports innovation and long-term growth, continued investment into the electric grid, and cleaner energy solutions, at the same time protecting customers from the associated costs of delivering real affordability benefits over the long term." Right. So, evidently, Public Act 233 is in full swing. Something to talk about with Ian Murphy next Tuesday. Up in Marquette, more than 75,000 people are still without power between the northern Lower Peninsula and the Upper Peninsula after a historic blizzard dropped record-breaking amounts of snow in some areas across just 2 days. National Weather Service in Marquette said the two-day snowfall record, 31.9 inches that was set in 1997, was broken when 36.3 inches of snow fell between March 15th, Sunday, and Monday, March 16th. This was recorded at the Negaunee Township Hall. Negaunee is just west of Marquette. The blizzard also set the record for the most snow to fall on March 16th, with that day's total 21.7 inches. When we said potentially historic blizzard, we meant it. And then they did a screenshot showing their Twitter X post. Highest number, 36, over 3 feet, breaking the previous record from March of 1997. Just heard on the news that Traverse City had over 2 feet of snow Sunday and Monday. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer yesterday declared a state of emergency for the following counties: Alcona, Alpena, Delta, Meraki, Ogemaw, Roscommon, and Wexford. State of Michigan will assist with response and recovery efforts following this extreme winter weather. The governor also declared a state of energy emergency for the entire state. in order to ensure the speedy delivery of heating fuel to those affected. Power outages are also being reported, with several counties reporting the majority of the residents are without power. By declaring the state of emergency, the governor has authorized the use of all available state resources to assist local response and recovery operations. The Michigan State Police Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division is coordinating the state's emergency response through the State Emergency Operations Center. Consumer Energy said crews had been working 16-hour shifts to get power back on after the ice and snow blew through northern Michigan, and 700 crews have been dispatched. As of 5 p.m. yesterday, there were still more than 67,000 customers without power. The storm has had a tremendous impact on northern Michigan, particularly from Cadillac to Alpena. Norman Capilla, the spokesperson, said, "We will work closely with community leaders to ensure that we're serving the communities and restoring power as soon as we can safely do so." Capilla, spokesperson for Consumers Energy Officer in charge of restoration of power. So for those of you without power, you're probably not hearing this on the radio. If you're listening on your cell phones or computers, however you're doing it, God bless you guys. Hang in there. The crews are on their way. Finally, Michigan Electric Cooperative Association CEO John Cran said 8,500 customers are still without power, and four co-ops expect to have all their power restored by today, Wednesday, March 18th. Even through these high winds and heavy snow, we will continue to make significant progress despite adverse conditions. We will not stop working until all the power is restored. Upper Peninsula Power Company, the UPPCO, had nearly 1,000 customers without power and said they're working with county road crews. Many of the roads were impassable and we couldn't even get to the downed powered lines. Communication Manager Dan Freeborn said, "Safety is paramount in these restoration efforts, but we will continue to work. We have partnerships with local officials, and we're doing everything we can to get the power back on." Amazing, amazing storm we went through. One last little short note. The governor just put this out. I just got this in the radio station's email. Declaration of emergency has been fully implemented by the governor. So per this story, it just broke the radio station as well. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for today. One of the things that we're looking at, and this is kind of interesting, as we get closer to this endorsement convention on March 28th, we get closer to the May 5th special election for the 35th State Senate District. As we get through the legislative process of dealing with the budget that needs to get done before June 30th, heading into the primary election on August 4th, we've got months here of vetting candidates, talking to candidates, hearing their platforms, what they will do when they get elected. It requires you to invest time and effort into vetting candidates. It's something we're going to do on this show. We're going to have these candidates on. We're going to produce the YouTube videos. We're going to get this done and get this information out there. But then this falls on to you. If you're listening to the show or you're listening to the podcast or you're listening to these YouTube videos I produce, you need to share this information. So far, we've already produced the interview with Perry Johnson. If you haven't heard that interview, you need to text me, PJ. Perry Johnson. Ralph Rebant. I'm going to be producing the video today. We'll be sending that out. That interview took place last Thursday, March 12th. I'm going to reach out to John James and Eric Nesbitt and Mike Cox. These other candidates that are running for governor, to see if they'll come on the show so we can do a podcast with them as well. One thing you have to understand, folks, this is a process. I'm taking a lot of time and effort to organize these interviews, to get them on the show, and then to produce these videos using the podcast audio tracks. But if we go through the process of generating these videos, interviews of these candidates, the information needs to get out there. You need to share it. You need to make sure that people know, for example, that we have this endorsement coming up March 28th, this convention down in Novi. The endorsement convention is going to determine who our candidates are for Attorney General, Secretary of State, Supreme Court, and the universities. When it happens, and I come back on Monday, March 30th, and tell you who these candidates are, you need to start talking about this with your friends, your coworkers, the people you go to church with, everybody you come in contact. They need to know that we're going to have an August 4th primary. Turnout is going to be critical. And if you live in the 35th State Senate District, you're going to have to make sure that people get out and vote on May 5th. This is a special election, and it will determine the majority in the state Senate. If the Republican Jason Tunney gets elected, we're going to have gridlock in the state Senate. That would be a good thing. It would require shared power between the Democrats and the Republicans in the state Senate, and they'd have to work together. Bills would have to be bipartisan. Common sense things that could help us fix this state could be done if the Republican Tunney gets elected. 19 Republicans to 19 Democrats. The majority leaders would share the leadership back and forth between the two of them. And if anything is going to get passed in the Senate, it would have to be bipartisan. You'd have to have some Democrats voting for Republican bills. You'd have to have Republicans voting for some Democrat bills. And the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, ultimately would have to sign them. This is critical, folks. Absolutely critical that this gets done. So, what is your responsibility? What's your obligation? What am I asking you to do? Well, number one, listen to the interviews. Text me PJ for Perry Johnson. If you haven't heard the interview yet, you have to do it. Then, if I take the time to send it to you, you agree to then forward it on to 10 of your friends and ask them to listen to it. We'll do this with every candidate. We'll get this information out there, and we'll get it shared. You've got to share the information. It's that simple. But more importantly, as we have these events, 4th of July, got a big party lined up for Liberty Mountain down in Clare County. July 18th, the Fun Shoot Pig Roasts in Antrim County in Central Lake. And then the Michigan Republican Party fundraiser with Ted Nugent, again, back at Liberty Mountain, July 25th. Got a great year lined up. Be a part of it. That's it for today. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Have a great day, everybody.
Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.